Asun Chavav Sif Beis and Gimel today. Chav Zayin, I'm sorry. Chav Zayin, Beis and Gimel. Oh, there's a mistake. It says Chavav on top of the page. But it's actually Chav Zayin. Chav Zayin Sif Beis? Pei Samach Aleph. It's a mistake. It says Chavav on top. It's a printer. Zetzer. So Simon Chav Zayin Sif Beis and Gimel. Let me sort of set the table for what I'm going to learn today, and it's what I find to be the most confusing part of Hilchos Kiddushin. The woman is mechudeshes bekesef b'shtar b'biya. And Sif Aleph, the first half of Sif Aleph, we discussed what constitutes a Shavah Pruta, how much it has to be worth, and that's, I guess, the aside in Kiddushin. So the end of Sif Aleph, and really Sif Beis and Gimel, talk about the Amira, the words that are said at the time of marriage. So I want to just review the sort of the aside of the Sugya, and then we'll try to figure it out. When a man says something to someone else, the words are basically a way of conveying the intention that the person has. That's what words are. And if we go with that simple understanding, and it's certainly true in everyday life, people say things, they give over ideas that are in their mind, and if we go with that mahalach, then Kiddushin, the Amir of Kiddushin, is simply to give over the fact that this is what I mean to do, and hopefully the woman understands it. Four people have to understand: the man, the woman, and the two witnesses.
It's much more like a commitment, not like what I want, but I'm committing myself to.
In the case of Kiddushin, yeah, I'm saying generally speaking, the idea of words is to say, is to give an intention. Now, if that were to be so, the example that I mentioned last week, if you have a couple of Chinamen in B'nai Brak, I don't say New York, because New York, all the languages are spoken, but in a city where a language is not spoken, let's say Chinese in B'nai Brak, so you have four people there. Two witnesses, a man and a woman. They're all alone in a room. And they all understand Chinese. They go out to eat. They're talking Chinese the whole day. And now, he takes out a ring. He says to the woman, Harayat Mukudeshus Libet Tabazu in Chinese, which I don't know how to say, but however you say it. And they even know what's going on. And he knows and she knows and they mean it. They certainly mean it. My understanding before I start learning the sugya is, of course they're married. What's a shaila? He understands, she understands, the witnesses understand, they really mean it. So then nobody's saying I didn't mean it. Yet I read to you last week from the Bir Halacha in Siman Samach Beis, I think it was, the Bir Halacha says that an amira for Kiddushin in a language that's not spoken in that Medina is not a good amira. She's not mukudeshes. If Vardai not mukudeshes. The Gemara says Charupasi be Yehuda mukudeshes. Say Hariat Charupasi in Yehuda it's mukudeshes. Ken Kairin liisha Charufa in Yehuda. That's an expression. Now it's obviously talking that they all know what they're talking about. Nobody knows what they're talking about. It wouldn't be a shailah. So the Bir Halacha said that he said in no uncertain terms, according to Bir Halacha, we'll see the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch, but the Bir Halacha understands the Shulchan Aruch that it's not a Kiddushin. Now, to me, that's like a mind-boggling idea, that everyone knows what they're talking about, and they sincerely mean it, and they're honest about it, and it's still not Mekudeshes. She's not married to the guy. She doesn't need a get. So it's something that's it's very difficult for me to digest. So the question is, what's the reasoning behind it? It's aggravated by the fact that Asukim Baisinian works. Right? If you're Asukim Baisinian, and you say zero amira, then it is good. And yet, this type of amira, gili das through amira, why is it worse than asukim b'aseid? So I have a very difficult time with it. It's a it's an explanation of the halachi here that it has to be a lashon kedushin, but it's very, very difficult, very hard to understand. And the only explanation that I can understand is that there's a din amira, there's a halacha of amira by kedushin. It's a type of, it's a part of the kinyan kedushin. Rav Baruch Ber, in the beginning of Masechtas Kedushin, the Berachas Shmuel says such a thing, b'shem Rav Shimon, that there's a din amira, there's a halacha, just like kedushin needs shava pruta, kedushin kesef, there's a din that you have to have some sort of amira. Now, ksiva could be good also, but it means some type of halachic amira. That's a ma'aseh kedushin. And the makar he brings, besides obviously the sugya we're going to talk about today, is the Gemara Nedarim. The Gemara is in Ibaya, Yesh Yad LeKedushin Eilai. What is Yad? Yad means a man is Makadish one woman with a normal Amira. There's Va'at, and he gives her a ring. So Gemara is in Ibaya. Well, maybe the Ibaya is, what does he mean? No, the Ram says it's a Yad HaMechiach. We know what he means. It's a shayla if yad is good.
A yad makes a good
now. I don't get it. In the dorim, I understand. I say I make a neder. Something's asur to me. No, if it's not a neder, if I say it's asur to me, it's not asur to me. It's only yeah neder. Ish ki yafli lindar neder. There's a din amira in the dorim. I understand perfectly well. There's a din amira. Is yad an amira? It's a big shayla. Is Yad Amira or not? So what the hell? That's the first sugya in the Mishnayos and Akinu and Yad. The Dharma I understand, but Kiddushin. So I don't understand. I learned this in the Geder of Kabbalah and Kabel that we have such a psak halacha that it has to be a lashon that's, call it objectively, a good lashon. You need both. You need Ishno, what they're talking about. The Gemara constantly says "Ovavach Tovin," says it's if Aleph Beis and Gimel, and keeps on saying "Ovavach Tovin." She asks, "Not what you're saying," but the idea that there's a so-called din amira sounds like an achrayin shechidish, and they're learning that it's pshat in the Gemara. Oh, so what about a sukkah by sinyan? Doesn't need amira. So Rav Baruch Ber goes so far to say it's two kinyanim. Just like you could have three kinyanim, keser, shtar, and bia, in the act of kedushin, there are two kinyanim in the din amira. There's a mekadesh anisha with the din amira with dibur, and there's mekadesh anisha with asuka b'asinyan. And if you want to do asuka b'asinyan, you're welcome. If you want to do amira, you got to do an amira right. If you want to do it, you got to do it right.
And
Elan could by Sukkah by Sinyan. He if he chooses to do a Sukkah by Sinyan, he could do it. He could write it if he wants. Writing is as good as Amira. Besides the question of Siva Kadibra Dami, but in that sense, it's no worse than a Sukkah by Sinyan.
What's her
kavanah?
What does she have to have?
So the question is what kavanah she needs to have, we're going to talk about today. The language on Beis HaMidbeis and Kedushin is a gillion. It says either she needs Das Makna, she has to be Makna, she's a Makna, he's a Kaina, or Lidaita, she has to know. So there are two Lashonos, I hope to get to it today. What her Havana is.
What? In China would be a good Kedushin.
In China would be good, and in... China would be good, and in Bnei Brak it would be no good. Lashon Kodesh is good everywhere. Why Bnei Brak? So that's the million dollar question. Why is it Sukkah B'Sinyan? Now, first of all, it may be if they're at a wedding, maybe it is a Sukkah B'Sinyan. We're talking, they're out, they're eating lunch, and he's Makadisha.
But they're talking about it, and they understand it.
So if they're talking about it, so that's there are two questions. One is, when they're not a sukkah by Sinyan, all they're doing is a dibur. That's what I'm talking about till now. If it's both a sukkah by Sinyan and a dibur, such as our weddings, in our weddings, so there, Rabbi Baruch Ber brings the Shem Rav Chaim, that if you mechavid to do one kinyan, Amira, it's not mekudesh, it's with the other kinyan, a sukkah by Sinyan. Now, at least this prat, not everyone agrees with that if you mechavim one kinyan or another kinyan, there are those who hold, and Ramesha included, that if there are sukkah by Sinyan, if you mechavim to do dibor, a sukkah by Sinyan does work. It could be it does work. What we're talking now is when they're not a sukkah by Sinyan, and they're just doing a dibor. And the question is what the gedder of a dibur is. It's just, to me, it's a mind-boggling thing. The Torah may understand. The neder, the words create an issa. Ish ki achli lindar neder. It doesn't matter what you, it's not enough to intend to make a neder, you have to make the neder. It's a din and dibur. Kiddush is not a din and dibur, it's a din and marriage. Assume a senior works. And not only that, you have to remember, we said, loni my bepundiki. Right? If they get divorced and they stay overnight in the pundiki and they didn't know, it's a kedushin. There was no dibor at all, as far as we know. There was no dibor. They didn't just see them love the pundiki. And it's kedushin. And yet, when you want to do a dibor, it has to be a proper dibor. Bir Alocha says it's the Gemara. This is Gemara on the Shani's Kedushin. Davav Amid Aleph in Kedushin. It's almost the whole Amid. And it says the language. The Mishnah Berurah brings Harupasi Biyehuda Mekudesha Shekairin Biyehuda Isha Harufa. They call a woman a Harufa from Lashon Shiv Harufa. Harufa is Lashon of marriage. So that's what they do. What are they going to do? It's a Gemara. It's not Haidigah.
Here you're not disguising it with
So I don't know what to do. I agree with everybody, but the Bir Alocha says it. He understands when it says here Vavacha Tovin that it is that way. It will say about Harupasi, but there is a Yehuda, not Yehuda. So I'm stuck. I have to go with what I learned. Like I said, this is for me a very difficult, challenging sugya to understand that umdin is work and dibor has to be an exact dibor or else it's no good. I don't know what to do. They told me to look this thing declared. What does it mean spoken in that medina? I'm sort of very liberal. I say in New York people speak Chinese, speak everything. So no, maybe it has to be a language. It's a language in one neighborhood, not in another. Then he started clearing if even Yiddish would be good. In non-Yiddish neighborhoods, in Williamsburg, Yiddish is good. What about in Flatbush? Flatbush is Yiddish good. So
the purpose of it, everybody should know. The purpose of it, Yiddish. The language nobody knows about it. Okay, everybody knows.
I want to tell everybody. But I want to get this towards the end. There's a possibility that this has to do with the din of Edekiyum, with the din of Edis, which is a Chiddush, because the Bir Alocha compares it to someone who wants to say Berachas HaMazon in a different language. That's why it's doing the Bir Alocha. There's no Hilchos Kedushin. Hilchos Kriya Shema, I believe it was in the Samach Beis. Bir Alocha, it says there, you can say Shema B'chol Lashon, in any language you want. So, you can say Shema B'chol Lashon. So Bir Alocha says, yeah, it's got to be a Lashon spoken in that Medina. Maharaya, he brings some Kedushin. That's the language spoken in that Medina. So you can say Kriya Shema B'chol Lashon. But only if it's spoken in that Medina. Lashon Kodesh, you can always say.
How do we know that Lashon Kodesh is good if they don't understand?
No, if the man and woman don't understand, there's nothing to talk about. If they don't know what you're talking about, there's nothing. So when they do understand, to be Yitzhak, it's in the Din Dibur.
How do we know that works by Kedushin? I mean, I know, but
that same Bir Alocha says Lashon Kodesh works. I guess Lashon Kodesh is the etzem language. It's the real word. It's not just the haskama. All other languages are haskamas b'nei Medina. I suppose that's the reason.
Even though it's not totally on
even though it's between two people, you're right. It's a much bigger tiddish than tefillah. Okay, so so let's see the language of Sinbeis and Gimel. Now this leads us to, let's learn the words of Sif Beis and Gimel. The Sif Gimel is a long Ramah. I'm going to leave the long Ramah for next week. We're going to learn the Mechaber and the beginning of the Ramah, the Sif Beis and Gimel, and the Sugya is a challenge. When you enter the Sugya and you say, I start by telling you I don't get it, so it becomes a very challenging Sugya to learn, but let's see. Sif Beis and Gimel are a Gemara in Kiddushin, but there's a Machlokes Rishonim how to understand the Gemara. Let's learn the language. Sif Beis are the Lashonis that are good, and Sif Gimel are the Lashonis that are Sfeikas. Okay, without that you won't follow. Sif Beis, okay, these are the Lashonis that are good. Amar lo, Harayat Ishti. Okay, that's an easy one. Harayat Ishti sounds like an easy one. Hariat Zikukasi. Hariat Kinuyali. I know ladies would go for that one today. Hariat Kinuyali. Hariat Arusasi. Hariat Shali. Hariat Bershusi. Hariat Lukukasi. Lukudesh. Sibbeis is, these are all good Lishaynis. I don't think any of us have a problem with this. Ramah says, Imivina Devara. If she understood, Lukhar is Pashin. She has to understand. Oy, she dibru tchila me iske kedushin, or they spoke earlier binyanei kedushin. Asuka by seinyan. So if they're asuka by seinyan plus this language, it's mikudeshes. Or even without the language, it's mikudeshes. So have to see that. Aval ishein and nemalayim is like kiven l'shem kedushin. A man is not nemun to say. Now, why is a man not Neman? The Taz and Dalit, all the way at the bottom, the Taz says, why isn't he Neman? Ishein Neman to Moavite. Machilik ben Ish Leisha. A man's not Neman to say, I don't know what he's talking about. To Moavite, Machilik ben Ish Leisha. What do you think? All the other places can agree with the Ramah. What's the name of the man and the woman?
One thing from the table. One's making the Kenyan, one's the scene.
No, the difference is he said it. If you say something, we understand you know what you're talking about. You walk in the street, you hear a man talking Spanish, you assume he knows Spanish. Right? I learned French 2 years in yeshiva. I know how to say je ne parle pas français, which means I don't know how to speak French. So,
is there a hierarchy in the Machaber? Is one lashon better than another lashon better than?
I don't think so. I think in Sif Beis all the lashonis are equal. There is a slight difference that we're going to say later in the Veshmol, that if a woman says I didn't understand Hariat Ishti, she's not, if she knows Hebrew, not believe. Haritzu Kukasi, it's a practical matter. It's a practical matter of common language. So I assume the Ramah means he's not believed. He said it. If you said it, what do you mean? What if you know what you're talking about? What do you think? You know, if you said it, she didn't choose the word; she heard it, so maybe she didn't understand. Now, that's Bayes.
Especially when it goes against the mice, also he gave him the over.
And he also gave. If you spend money, how does that mean? Good, good. Now, Sif Gimel a Sveikis. Amala Harat Miuedisli.
Not like that's more or less superseding this part deeper.
Okay, good. I'm explaining that. Good. Siv Gimel. Omala Hariyat Miuedesli Miuchedesli Ezrasi Negdasi Tzilasi Sigurasi Tachti Atzurasi Tefusasi. I hope you memorized that. Harizeh Mukadesh of Esafik. And Ramah says, Whoever at Harupasi. Okay, we'll see with Harupasi. As I say, they have to be also a Sukkim by Sage. On the second side of the page, Ruhusha Vidabri Mitchila Liske Kedushin. And Vidabriske Kedushin and Khashmila Milay. Siv Gimel does no good. It's only good if a sukkah by sinyan, and then it's a suffix.
You need to get me something?
Now, you need to get me something. Now, again, this gives you a headache. Like, what are you bothering me with all these lashainis? It's very difficult. Like, why is the Shulchan Aruch writing lashainis? Every Medina and every time period depends on the people of that time and that place. How can you make a list of words from 2,000 years ago and say, you say, Hariyat is Rasi. In Hebrew, to modern Hebrew, and Ozeret is a maid. Right? Ozeret in modern Hebrew is a maid. Say, Hariyat is a Rasi. And she takes the money. I think, what do you think?
Huh? I don't think your wife would be happy.
Cleaning lady. Very happy. I mean it very seriously. What's shot in these two sefer? We have to explain what's going on here. You're taking lashonis that were written in the Gemara 2,000 years ago in a society where people obviously knew Chumash better, because Rashi in the Gemara says, what's charufa? See, there's a pasik ish charufa. What's izrasi? Eze kenegdai. What's all these lashonis? So some of the lashonis, tzilasi? What's tzilasi? V'yikach tzela min adam is a tzilasi. So, you know, a certain society where women are thinking about psukim when you talk to them, and certain societies where they're thinking about the menu when you talk to them about marriage, and you know, and what's going to look like.
Well, you're not talking to a maid, you're talking to both the him and having.
The question is the lush. The question is the lush. Again, the question is the lush. If you're going to say under the chuppah, so say whatever you like. But you want to make a list of lashonis. That's what it says. When the Sukkah by Sinyan, it's a Sufik. And if he says nothing, it's a Kodesh.
If Tari uses the word Nekdasi,
he's a Kodesh. Yeah, Nekdasi, all the women understand the Nekdasi part of marriage. See, your wife is a Melumedes. She knows when you say Hariyat Nekdasi, what you're talking about. Most of the men here go home to their wife and say Hariyat Nekdasi. She'll say, what? What do you mean Hariyat Nekdasi? Most human beings don't understand Nekdasi means my wife. Because even though the Torah says it, the people don't use it. It's just worse, it has a recurrent
effect. To perfect. I got that at home too.
Look, I think we all agree this is a very difficult. I told you at the outset, this is a very difficult. The sugya of Amira B'Kedushin is very, very hard. The way the Rishonim say, and we're going to learn the Gemara together in a minute, is that Zibbeis are Lashonis that only mean one thing, marriage. Some women do know what you're talking about, some women don't know. But it doesn't have two meanings, it has one meaning. Hariyat Ishti, Hariyat Zukukasi, Hariyat Kanuyali, Hariyat Arusasi, Hariyat Shali. They're all the Shainis. If you know what I'm talking about, it's Kedushin. Otherwise, it's blank. It's Chinese. I don't know what you're talking about. So those the Shainis are good. See why. So Gimel are all the Shainis that have double meanings. They have double meanings. You are Negdasi, you're opposite me. Now, if you're thinking about the Pasik, then Eza Kenegdi is a lush marriage. You're not thinking about the pasik. If there was no such pasik, Hariyat Nekdasi means you're opposing me. Hariyat Azrasi means you're my helper. If you're thinking of pasik, it's Eza Kenegdi. So basically, in order to avoid falling into the trap of saying language from 2,000 years ago is binding on us today, we say no. These are examples. Sibbeis are language, Lashonos that mean marriage and nothing else. But some people don't know what you're talking about. Ziv Gimel, even if they know the Hebrew, it has two possible meanings. That's the case of Ziv Gimel, which is a suffix. The suffix doesn't mean one of two things.
In
which Ziv?
In Ziv Gimel.
Ziv Gimel, Shalom
Sarasim. Then it's a suffix. Why would it be a Vatay?
Okay, so what the Shulchan Aruch is saying is a Gemara. I'd like to do is learn the Gemara with you, The Chalkas Mechaikak is kind enough to bring the Gemara verbatim. Chalkas Mechaikak in Beis brings the language of the Gemara. I'm going to pick up the language from Ilema, which is three from the end of the narrow line, the last word on the line. Okay, on Chalkas Mechaikak Beis. Okay, he's basically brings the whole Lashon Yibayelum, Yechedesli, Esrasi, etc. Mao. Now, Ilema is when the Gemara asks a kasha. The Gemara asks, what's it talking about? Ilema k'shem edabring maske kedushin. If you're using one of these sif gimel l'shaynis, and you're not maske kedushin, b'no yadam ha'kam ala. She tiratzel is kaddish loy. If you say as Rossi, and you're not basukum b'asinyin, of course she doesn't know what he's talking about. Ela b'vidabring maske kedushin. Must be they're talking about his kedushin. Afagav de lo yamal onami. Rabbi Yaakov, this is your kasha. It's the Gemara's kasha, right? Afagav de lo yamal onami. A sukkah by sinyan. Even if you didn't say any lashon, it's a great kasha. What does the Gemara answer? Lo oilam de medaber yamal eske kedushin. Really, they're talking about his kedushin. And idiyav lo vishosak. Ochanami mukudeshes. If he gave it to her quietly, it will be a good kedushin. Hacha b'maya skina and yavlova amala bani lishni d'leil. He gave it to her and he said these lishaynais hachi b'vayalei. Hani lishta the kedushe kamalu. These language of sevgimel are they kedushin? Idilam malacha kamalu. What does he mean malacha? Pirush Rashi. Im lasha kedushin hay niskacha. Im lasha v'im lashayin. Lava lasis malach dehem. He's saying, well, we're talking about marriage, and then he says, okay, come help me clean my house. He doesn't mean it. Why is he giving her a pruta? I don't know. He said, so the Gemara says on Siv Gimel, the Gemara asks, Asukim Baisim, what's the problem? The Gemara says, if you give it quietly, it's Kedushin. If you say Amira, you mess up. You messed up. You say it Amir of Siv Gimel, which means two things. So you messed up. There's no Vade Kedushin, and it's a Safi Kedushin. It's a Gemara. You understand the Gemara? That's a Gemara.
What does it mean?
The question is, does he mean to get married?
What does it mean?
Well, that's the question. Is he saying to her, be married to me?
I mean,
or is he saying, I need a cleaning lady, come and help?
That's
a gimel. He spoke about marriage. That's a way to get her to come home. Well, let's get married. Let's get married and cook supper for me in the meantime.
So what does she want from him? The
chiyuvim? It doesn't matter what she wants. There are no chiyuvim. You have to remember, it's not the suv. This kedushin. A man gets kedushin, he's free. He doesn't have to support her. He doesn't do anything to her. Kedushin makes her an eishes ish. It's mechayiv him to ultimately marry her.
So he's telling you that you can't get engaged to anybody else, right?
Right. He's telling her that you should be mukadesh.
Why would she want to do that?
Why would she? Because she likes him. Why did your wife marry you? Why did my wife marry me? I don't know. For a brief period of time, they liked us. We hope it sticks for a while. But I don't know. I had a call yesterday from someone. A daughter went out on a date. They went out for 8 hours. I said, don't worry, they'll get married. It's never going to happen again. You know, like, said, how can they go out on an 8-hour date? Which date was it? 7th date. I said, okay, don't worry. Not going to happen too much more. They'll get engaged. It won't be 8 hours anymore. They got married.
It won't
be quite a flat tire.
Let me ask you, why don't we say the formal language?
What?
Why don't we say the formal language?
Why don't we say what?
We
do say it.
No, why don't we say it in English? A lot of people don't know Hebrew.
It's true. If you have a woman that doesn't know Hebrew, then you should say it in English. Or you should tell her what it means. Because all our ladies understand how ambiguously, especially if they're wearing a white gown and he has a ring, they have an inkling of what it means. But you're right. You're 100% right. If it's a place where they totally have no clue, you're 100%.
The Rav usually explains a little bit underneath.
Somebody sent me an email. Somebody was married. We're trying to figure out if she needs a get. So we're doing it very quietly. They sent me an email of the chuppah ceremony. So trying to figure out if it was an Orthodox rabbi. There's a rabbi there. They have a white kippot, everybody. And I'm watching it. The person sent it to me. At the 4-minute mark, when the Kedushin is over, the rabbi kisses the ladies around him. I said, I suspect it's not an Orthodox rabbi. So, you know, when it depends, if you know what you're talking about, you know what you're talking about. Okay, now let's try to put it together. The difficulties here are very clear. Let's try to explain. We're learning today a chiddush. There's something called a din amira. It sounds very lumdish, but it's the halach of the Gemara. There's a rule of amira. If you do amira, you got to do it right. If you don't want to do amira, you can do a sukkah by sin. What do you got to do? The Rishayim here have a machlokes. The machlokes is Rashi and the Rav. There's Sif Beis, Ba'adein L'Shaynis, Sif Gimel, Safik L'Shaynis. Gemara says, Hacham Ayaskina, Neva Sukkum Baisinian, it's good. It's really good. Have the Gemara, Basukkum Baisinian. So, Rashi learns that a Sukkum Baisinian only goes on Sif Gimel, on Safik. Avadai Lashin, Hariatsu Kukasi, all these L'Shaynis, they work even if they're without a Sukkum Baisinian. That's the Mechaber Shita. The Mechaber in Sif Beis didn't say a word about a Sukkum Baisinian. In Sif Gimel, on the turn the page, Avusa Sukkum Baisinian. The Ran disagrees. The Ran says any language that's unclear, any language that's not totally clear, you need a Sukkum Baisinian. And he says Sif Beis also, the Gemara is saying Sif Beis is also a Sukkum Baisinian. That's the Ramah sheet. Look at the Ramah in Sif Beis. He says, in Mivina Dvarav, Hivina Dvarav means that we know for sure she knew it. I should debut chila miske kedush. Haran. Magi Mishnah. So the Ran says, Husa Sukkum Baisinian. So we're saying now, we have a machlokes mechaber Ramah, the Hainu Rashi the Ran. We have to try to figure out the lumdus of this. That you say certainly shyness. Now, Hariat Ishti, everyone says, a woman always understands. Anybody who knows a little bit of Hebrew understands Hariat Ishti. But Hariat Sukukasi, Hariat Kanuyali, so you need a Sukkum Baisinian to know it's a good Kiddush. So, Shalma Yisrael, this is a Machlekes Rishayim, and like I said, it's a little hard to figure out the lumdus of it, but now we want to try to step back and get the big picture of what's going on here in this Sukkim. So we seem to be going on here is this a din of amira. This din that if you say it, you got to say the right formula. If you say the wrong formula, it doesn't work. You want to do it, you got to do it right. So the formula requires that if you say a lashon, a rusasi, a peshusi, all these lashonis, so you have if you need a sukkah baisi. What's the case? We don't know what she's thinking. If you don't know what she's thinking, it should certainly be a Safek Kedushin. Elamai, you do know what she's thinking? So if you know what she's thinking, so a Sukkum Baisinian is good. But you always have to know what a woman is thinking. I would think in marriage, as a man and a woman, I would think you always have to know what he's thinking. So don't tell me lists this way and that way. Tell me, if you use a strange lashon, if you use a lashon, you're not sure what she was thinking. So you have to know for sure that she was thinking about Kedushin. Tell me that. It seems to be a very bogged down in the technicalities. Machab Shita is, these Lashonis are absolutely good. She needs a get without a Sukkum Baisinian. And the Ramah Shita is, yes, Sukkum Baisinian. Really? You think so? You think if you take a woman who wasn't raised from, she never spoke Hebrew, and she wants a religious wedding, you really think if you say Hariat Mukadeshusli, or even Hariat Sukukasi, Kanuyali, the Machaba holds without a Sukkum Baisinian, you really think it's good? You really think so? You take someone who never heard the words of Kukasi in her life, and without a Sukkum Baisinian, you think it's good? Like, what's that even a suffix? It's a very difficult to see them, and it needs some sort of a Mahalach. And I'd like to share with you a mahalach in the whole thing. The easier way to learn is you're right. If you have outside reasons to say she doesn't know, like she's a woman, never heard Hebrew, even hurry up expeditiously. Like you said, she may not know what it means. We're talking about a typical, for a woman, a typical case where there's nothing compelling one way or the other. Is that bad? You are here by my wife. That's what you're saying. But Tabazu, you're saying you're here by my wife through this.
What does a woman think when she comes to the chuppah? What does she think she's doing there?
We all know that when she comes to the chuppah, she knows exactly what's going on. So we, in order to understand if this is all a sukkah by Sa'inyan, we only have one way of understanding. There's a din amira. If you want to go to the chuppah and say nothing, it's very good. So it's a good thing. Go to the chuppah, she comes down in a bride's dress and you walk down in a suit. And you have a kaddish shor, of course it's good. It's a single
ring. And you give a star and everything
else. The star is nothing, the star is a ksuba. You give a ring. And it's good. We're saying now, if you choose to say an amira, you got to get it right. If you want to do amira, the amira has to be proper.
Therefore, every rabbi should really tell the girl, the bride. Well, do you understand what we're talking about?
So, in a regular from marriage, I think we take for granted that she knows.
No, she knows both parties are. You should make sure that they're basically.
Okay, I think we take it for granted, and maybe there are situations where you shouldn't take it for granted. I think people who deal with Chabad or people deal with Kirvah Chaikim, I think they do tell them. Right. Well, I had once this woman who got out of Russia was our babysitter for years. We made them a wedding. We explained to them what Hariyat Mekudeshesli means. They don't know Mekudeshesli. So we explained to them.
Going to them, they say, dearly beloved, we are gathered here. Right? Dearly beloved. We are gathered here, whatever it is.
Okay. He remembers his wedding. And
does she have to know that she's a Kali
Mekudeshesli?
Well, by us, we do it under the chuppah. So, kedushin nesuin. So, by us, we don't have the problem. We do it all together. Does she have to all the halachas? I doubt it. Okay, so the understanding of all this turns on Avnei Beluim Oizvav. Avnei Beluim and Pischei Tshuva Izvav, and try to be sort of precise in understanding both the Avnei Beluim and what we have to learn from this whole complicated. It's really the whole sugya of Amir B'Kedushin to me is just I find it very, very challenging. I find challenging to give shir on it in the Masechta, and I find challenging just to understand this whole din amira that we're talking about. So let's see the Avnei Beluim. He opens up a new possibility, and let's see. Imavina Devarav. Okay, we said, what's that going on? Which Sif? Imavina Devarav. You heard it's going on Sif Beis. Under Ramon, Sif Beis. Imavina Devarav. Right, Sif Vav. I am a Sefer Avnei Beluim, Sif Katan Vav. Shekasav. Mashma. Now listen to this. Afilu Ein Ha'edim Yoidim Imavina. It's Masha from the Ramah, and certainly the Mechaber, that Edim don't have to know if she understood the words. As long as she says, now I mean she says afterwards, if she said before, then the Edim know. She says afterwards, of course I know what he was talking about. Have a Kedushi Vadai. That's Shita Sarama. Vikasha. Hahavaka Mekadish Belay Edim. Why is that a good Kedushin? If the Edim at the time of the putting on of the ring, and we said it's Edis the Kiyume, at that moment they have to know it's a Kedushin, if they don't know she understood it, what does it help? The Efsher, Kivan the Iker Kedushin, Mitzad HaMikadish, Kabay Sukkos of Rav in the Dorim, Daf Nun, Lechem Vuloi Boina and Trey Sadi El Elukuf HaKedushin Sheshomu Min HaMikadish. Of a rotsin aisha loy boy edim, V'sagi b'haida asa. He's saying here, again, he's splitting hairs. He's saying in every Kedushin, it's true. The man and woman have to want. If a woman doesn't want, you can't marry her against her will. Why do Edim have to know? Edim have to know his will, his intent. Maybe, says Efsher, they don't have to know her intent based on Aran and Kedushin. I'd like to read to you the Ran, because this Ran is a... is discussed at great length, and the language of the Ran is Daf Lamed, Lamed Amid Aleph in Kedushin, and I'd like to read to you the language. Hilkach, Ein Anu Don in Kedushin Mitzara Isha Ela Mitzara Baal. The Eidei Kedushin have to know the side of the man. They don't have to side of the woman. Now, before I read it, I want to explain to you. Eidim, I mentioned in the past, witnesses, they don't have to be Tamei Dechacham. They have to report to the Bez Din what they saw. If you have witnesses, say testimony, a man gave a woman a tzipsuda asa, they gave him a hadas. He said, I'm going to do with this hadas. They asked the Eidim, is it worth a pruta? We don't know. Right? The Gemara has that case. They don't know if it's a pruta. It's not certain in Edis. You'll tell me, that's not Edis Lekiyume. They don't know if they're married. Edim don't have to be Tamei Dechacham. They have to pass it. Is it worth a pruta? Do me a favor. You Beis Din, you figure it out. I'll tell you exactly what was given, where it was given, when it was given. You figure out if it's worth a pruta. It's not my job to figure it out. And that's correct. There's no shy. What they need to do is say testimony on what we call the Guf HaKedushin, the actual Kedushin. Which means they have to know the Maisa Kedushin. Side conditions, let's say witnesses say, we saw he gave a Kedushin. Bezin says, maybe they're brother and sister. Maybe they're brother and sister in Kedushin Taifsin. They them say, maybe they are. I have no clue. Maybe they are brother and sister. It's not Mavafa Kedushin. It's up to Bezdin to figure that out. Now, the Ratzin of the Ish is not up to Bezdin. We consider that the Kedushin itself. If they say, we don't know if the man meant to give the woman Kedushin or not. Yeah. So that's not Edis. That's Edis. We saw a man give her a ring. Well, what was he saying? We couldn't hear. Wasum Basinian? No. It's not a Safi Kedushin. It's Vade, not a Kedushin. They're not saying it's a Kedushin. You have to know the man meant Kedushin. The Ran is saying that the woman's intent is not Gufa Kedushin. It's a condition. And this is the language of the Ram. Now I'll read you the Ram's Lashon. Again, it's b'chayt to the man and the woman. He says, "Einu nudan b'kedusha mitzara yisha or mitzara baal." The nidain of seeing kedushin is mitzad de baal, not mitzad de yisha. Rishum haki loy matziru l'misha gabi kedushin de chayli meipadon hu the sugi the Gemara. Not the whole language. The ending of the language of the Ran, which I wrote down, is the following. The language is the Lashon HaRan, also in Kedushin Daf Lamed. Kivan shehima skemes l'kidushe ha'ish hi mevatelas daito uritzayna u'mashvei atzmo l'gavei abal k'dover shal hefka u'bal machnisa l'beisa. He says, the Pasuk says, ki yikach, like yisikach. Kedushin is an act of the man. What does the woman do? She doesn't get married. You can't marry her against her will. His language is that he mevatelas daito ritzayna umashvei atzma legabe habal kedav shel hefka. It's not hefka for the whole world. Legabe habal kedav shel ubal machniso lebeisa. Meaning to say, the woman's chelik in Kedushin is passive. It's totally passive. She doesn't have a chelik in the Maisa Kedushin. She says, you want to marry me? I'm ready. Which means to say, Zokta Avni Meluim, that the das of the Isha is not something that the women, that the Edom have to be aware of. You need a das. The man comes to Bez, he says, I saw Kedushin. Was she willing? The Edom could say, I don't know. You figure it out. I'll tell you what happened. And you figure it out. The Edom say, this is what he said, this is what she did. And Bezin tries to figure out what was the das of the woman.
So the
Edis
is what took place.
So Rav Nimrum says the Edis, they say what took place. They have to know the das ish. They have to have a sukkah basinian or a dibor mitzad ish, but that's not a dim mitzad isha.
According to
what
you're saying, the Edis says just after the whole mitzvah. I read
Chayza before. So Chayza doesn't help. Because by Kedushin, Kol Tarakul, Takadidi, Bekadiba Dami, Chutz, Megit, Kedushin, and two others. But by Kedushin, there's no Takadidibo. The Ram's explanation is that we allow Takadidibo because people talk before they think. You ever met somebody like that? He talks before they think. So you give people Takadidibo to change your mind. When it comes to getting a Kedushin, people think before they do. So there's no taking they do it. That's the Rav's biur. It's one of a number of biur. But the Gemara says, "Call taking dibur, kedima dami chutz, getting kedushin." I think the gadif and hegdish. So there's taking they do. So
when she admits that she agreed, does it have to be that day, or can it be a year later?
So according to the Avni Baluim, it could be a year later. About a year later, it could be later. I read to you the language of the Avnei Baluim. This time I hope I'm getting it right. I'm reading to you from the Shari Yosher of Shimon and Shari Zayi and Perek Yud Beis. But he says, Kos Avnei Baluim, Simon Chav Zayin Siv Beis. That's this Avnei Baluim. Bezel and Shaydai. He brings the Lashon of the Avnei Baluim. It says, Im Evina Devara, Vindarama. Mashma, Afilu Ein Eidim Yaidim, Im Evina. The woman don't know if she understood. Kos Shemer Shem Evina, Vekidushim Vadai. The Kosher. Says, Marley, what are you talking about? Have a kemekadish below Eidim. If the Eidim don't know that she wanted, that's Kedushin without Eidim. How is that good? The Efsher, Kiman Deik, Kedushin, Sarah Mekadish. Kamesh Kasav around the Dorim Daflamid. It's a typo in the Pesach Chu. It says Dafnun. Should be Daflamid. Ain Shav. Kiman Shatayra Amar Ki Kachish Isha. Loi Kisila Kachish Elish. Loi Kalhemna Shatakhtas Asmul Shusabal. She doesn't have the power to take herself into the Rishus Abal. Shemachi Amina Bekidushin, the Omra Reini Mu Reses Lach, Amin the Barak Lom. El Kimishi Maskemes the Kedushi Aish, Mavatelas Daita Vritzaina, Umashi Nati Eitzel Abal Kedavishal Hefker, Babal Nathisal Rishusa. So this is the Shita of the Avni Baluim. So here, what this does, it throws a whole new picture on everything. I told you, Dibor, why do you make such a fuss over Dibor? The answer is, we're not making fuss over Dibor. Normal Dibor, what do you mean? You say what you mean. That's true. We make a fuss over the Eidim. Kedushin needs Eidus for Kiyum. If somebody's Mekadashi Isha without Eidus, then it's not a Kedushin. Even if he meant it for real, it's not a good Kedushin. The whole fuss over Lashonis Kedushin, I said the whole fuss, but a major piece of this is even after you have a good dibor, if it's something that Eidim see and understand as a kedushin, do the Eidim understand the bevadei b'teres kedushin, and therefore the lashonis have to be not dependent on them; it has to be dependent on a situation where Eidim would understand that they mean kedushin. So this is, it's $1 million question. She's standing there, sticking out a finger, taking a ring. So why do we need him? Esugam by senior, why are we going through all this? So again, Reb Chaim says, it's like two types of kedushin. There's a kedushin with Esugam by senior, and there's a kedushin with Amira. And Reb Chaim says, this is Reb Chaim's Chiddush, and everyone agrees to it. It's the easiest way to explain it. If you want to do Esugam by senior, kol hakavod. If you want to do Dibor, so you got to do it right. If you're choosing to do it correctly. That's what Chaim's Hesber. It's certainly the easiest Hesber to walk away with, whether, not everyone agrees with the Hesber, but it's something about
how. It's either Alima Tve, it's either one Alima Tve, as far as the end result
no,
is the same.
She's the result is either she's not. That's a good, you're just as married as Amira. It just gets complicated, you know. If you can say it right.
It happens an hour later.
So what happens if she says an hour later?
No, she agrees now, and he gives her the ring an hour later. She was ready.
So a sukkah by seinian, that has to be without a break. The Rama really said it earlier. In the Sidur Rama on the top of the page, Yeshem loy bina medabrim by seinian mamish al medabrim meinilinian by seinian. As long as you have to be by seinian, it's not good enough that you said I'll meet you Monday and be the kaddish. For them it might be good. For Eidus it's not good. Shazai perikud beis. Every wedding has both. Everyone has both. And if the Eidim don't hear the Amira, we have a Shaila whether it's good. According to Reb Chaim. Now, on this Avnei Baluim, the Shari Yosha writes the following: B'chal Einai Muvin Divrei Avnei Baluim. Lu Yehei Ikur Kedushin B'tzad Abal. It may be true the Ikur Kedushin is the man, and the woman is not poil anything. Al Kapanim Imanu Mesupakim Im Nisratza Yisha. Have a suffix in Chalana Kedushin Alai. Halitzar Chazed Biru Shal Shnei Eidim. He doesn't understand. Why is it a Saitika topic? Her Das, you definitely need her Das. And you should need to know her Das. Well, he says, Mashkosov Ramah, right, this Pesach Tshuva is on the Ramah. What the Ramah says, B'Shem Yishayim, B'chol Lashon Shef Shalai Yivina, Tzarf L'Das and Yivina, who says she's believed later? When it says Vihushamavina, who says it helps later? He's Madamit. Every time we have a chalitza, and if you ever have to go to a chalitza, the first thing that happens is Bezaz Makabal Edis, that this is this woman's brother in law. It's not the brother in law, they may be faking it. Brother may not want to show up, and they're being a different man. In Makabal Edis, that rather today we make the producer driver's license with a fair photo and to make sure we don't want to be fooled. Eid Echad is good enough to identify somebody. That's only before the Chalitza. Before the Chalitza, yes, one Eid is good enough. Even a Karev could say Eid is that they're craving. It's like Shari Surim. It's in his Salam, he's Nemo. After the Chalitza is done, now it's a Shaila, she's Muteris to call. It becomes a Dava Sheva Erva. Now you need two witnesses. So beforehand, he brings this. He says here in the Shari Yasha to be Mendama, Ishava Karev Nemanim Lahayit Shazehu Achianes. Even Krivim, and Eid Echad is believed. Mukha Medivere Arif, Einam Ela Emiyidu Kaidem Aisa Chalitza. Before the Chalitza, so you begot, there's a Gilim El Samiyama, who she is. But after the Maisa Chalitza, it's too late. Same thing. A woman says, I know what Sukukasi means. Before the Kedushin, she says, I know what Sukukasi means. It's fine. After the Kedushin is over, now when she says, I know Sukukasi, now it's a Dabba Shemarga. Now she has no Nemanis. So, Reb Shimon disagrees. If we just Reb Shimon and Avnei Meluim be one thing. But what? Avnei Meluim goes with the Mahalach that the woman's das is something Eidim have to know, they have to be aware of. The Avnei Meluim goes with the Mahalach that Eidim don't have to know, it's Bezdin's job. You report it to Bezdin has to figure it out. He brings a raya from the Kandish be Milva Upruta. The Gemara is a case, you're the Kandish a woman, be Milva, what is Milva Upruta? The lady owes you $1,000. You tell her, I want to marry you, I'll be mitzvah 1,000. No good. You have to have a non mizumenis. And so she spent 1,000 already. So you go over there, you say, look, I love you so much, I'm willing to mitzvah 1,000. But I have to give a pruta. So I hire judiciously with this pruta, and I'm also mitzvah 1,000. That's mekadish b'milva u'pruta. Mekadish with both. Mekadish b'milva u'pruta. So the Gemara has a shayla of daita amilva or daita pruta. What's she thinking? What's she thinking? So to Sharia, who cares what she's thinking? Her das is not crucial. His das is crucial. Why is he daita? Says, unless you change your gears to daita. So he brings a raya from there that daita is part of the Gufa Kedush. You can answer the raya. But this is the thing. Now, I like, before we close, so we're going to come back to this in a week, I just want to close with the following synopsis. We have a complicated sugya of Amira's Kiddush. But without a question, it's complicated, and the Chiddush should be here. When Avni Beluim, Reb Shimon, and those who go with him, hopefully next week I'll mention you some Paiskim earlier than Reb Shimon, but what they're saying is, it's not just a question of him and her. It's a question of Eidim. A question of Eidim. So you need a din Amira. But the Eidim have to see a Davar Barur. They have to see something that's clear. The Amira gives clarity to what's happening. Now it's true, the Kasha, that Sukkim Baisin, you have clarity anyway. That's the Gemara's Kasha. It's a good kasha. Gemara's kasha. You have to understand Gemara's teret. Gemara answers. Sugu b'sinyan. You give b'shtika. It's good. If you say, you just got to say it right. The easiest way to learn is Reb Chaim's way. If you want to do it with Amira, you got to do it with Amira. They didn't understand that Amira shafts the kedushin. It's the easiest way to explain it. And so what we're doing to now is shifting the focus from the Amira as a din kedushin in and of itself, which is true. That it also requires clarity to witnesses. There are two parts to the Amira. It has to be a good Amira. It also needs clarity to the Eidim. Now, if I may be so bold, the Mechamalekis Mechaber Ramah, if Hariyat Ishti, Hariyat Kukasi, if that's good without a Sukkim Baisinyan, may depend on it. If a man walks in and says Zukukasi, we assume he knows what he's talking about. The Gemara says a good Lashon. We assume the lady knows it, Kukasi. That's a much far, it's a far cry. So if you hold all you have to know is the man, that's the Mechaber. How it's Kukasi, a man says it. If he says it's Kukasi, it only has one meaning, so it's a good Kedusha.
As far as the Edom are concerned, as reported.
Beside the man, if he says it's Kukasi, and the Edom know, so then we understand the other story. I, the woman, said, I'm the woman, says the woman is not in the job of the witnesses. Ramah says, no, you have to know Mevina Dvarav, which we understand to mean the Eidim have to know. Why do Eidim have to know? That would make sense. If the Das Isha is part of the Kedusha. So Eidim have to know that she knows. They'll tell me, why do they have to know? If they go to the Yichurum, they'll go to Masada Kedusha. Does she know what you're talking about? They'll say, okay, let's wait. When she comes out to the photographer, we'll go over to her and we'll say, did you know what he was saying? It's Kukasi. And we'll find out if she knows. What?
It goes into the ceremony.
See,
you ask her.
You're right. When you do that, we don't need a Shulchan Aruch. If you ask her what it means, and she says yes. We need the Shulchan Aruch for the problem cases.
Why didn't they do it?
You're right. We're talking where they didn't do it. I got news to you. Next week, we'll pull out the Kedusha Deras Chai cases. Where they did Kedusha Deras Chai, and they said language, which is questionable. Okay, I just want, we'll let you close, and we'll come back.